Sir Marshall
come out.
We're not forgetting Russell Brand.
Do the opposite of what Russell Brand did and refrain.
Russell Brand,
onward and
shame on you.
Hold on, Russell Brand, former like recovering drug addict,
sex addict,
alcohol addict, sex addict. Russell Brand had some questionable sexual experiences like 30 years ago.
Holy shit. I said, watch your words. We're live now.
Yeah, act correct. Got to start acting correct.
We haven't been booted from IG in a while.
Though. We haven't been. And I don't know. It's just because we don't share bad memes on our story. That's the only reason why.
You mean great memes, dude?
I guess, man. I don't know.
Maybe they eased up on their regulations and shit. You think so?
No, I think we just were like, hey, maybe we won't post memes about like...
But those
I'm
memes.
Trying to find the euphemism, so we weren't talking about it in the first 30 seconds.
Okay. Those memes were.
Let's start over. Ready? And we're live.
Those memes were like years old, too, which was a weird thing.
Yeah, those memes were old enough. Old enough to
those
share.
Those memes were older than Nick's girlfriend, dude.
those memes were old enough to share. Just say that. That's all we need to say. Pedro's looking good with a haircut for his kid's party.
Yeah, dude.
He's going to be the cutest kid at the birthday party.
Look good.
Party next week. I have to get a haircut.
Got to look good for the little kids, dude.
I got to get shaped up, too, before the party. I think.
Yeah,
I get my beard
action. Yeah, get a little fade action.
Ooh, I know a fade would be nice. Yeah. That looks
make
sick.
It look more like a kid's beard.
A beard.
I took the two things I've...
We know what you did.
It's called a joke, people.
We know what you did last summer, dude.
Oh, shit.
What did you do?
Last summer, he was here with us.
No, that's true.
Last summer, I was kicked out of Missouri for scaring the shit out of some kids.
What?
Oh, let's get
it was a joke. We were just playing around, dude.
And I guess the parents didn't find it very funny.
Or the judge,
that's true. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. No, I shouldn't have chose to do this.
Well, why are you doing this? Why are you watching daycare people take care of these poor kids?
That's so fucked up, dude.
It's crazy. It's crazy that they're recording it thinking...
She's literally traumatizing children.
And look at that one. She's laughing.
She's like violating the trust of children and terrorizing them.
This makes me so uncomfortable.
It's crazy.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
I feel like we should edit this part and put it on the back of the episode.
Dude, if I found out like where my child goes to daycare and they were doing that, I would be extremely upset. Like the parents are from this.
So uncomfortable. Dude.
It really does, dude. Yeah. That's fucked up. Well, they're like 2-year-olds too. So it's like...
Yeah.
I understand maybe 7, 8, 9 years old where they grasp the idea of like, hey, it's somebody with a mask on. But these 2-year olds
have
fucking know anything.
Well, it's insane too, because I was just like that.
The wrestlers.
That the article
came out. Is this
how they're
scaring all the kids gay?
Maybe, dude. That's how they scare them trans.
Scare
the penis off of them.
This lady just scared the penis off those kids.
Yeah, because
it's insane.
That's happened at that daycare. Then at this other daycare in the Bronx, one of the daycare teachers like lent out a room to her like boyfriend's cousin for $200 a week, and he had fentanyl. And,
at
like,
the daycare?
At the daycare.
She just rented out a room.
Or something like that. It might have been a daycare like inside of their apartment or something like that. You know,
to keep your deadly drugs at my daycare.
Yeah, and then a 2-year-old died and 2 other ones are still hospitalized.
Oh, that's so fucked
it's
up.
Like,
that's hilarious.
It is hilarious. The Bronx.
Funny dude. You should say.
But it's like, damn, it's
what's
I don't
going
know.
On with
kids,
daycares, dude?
That's what I'm saying.
What's going on with daycares? Well, who can
like,
we trust?
Dude, it's like daycares. It's like the church. The church daycare is like, who can you trust?
Yeah.
And, you know, the more, like, having a kid, like, the crazier, like, homeschooling, all that kind of stuff seems. Then when you have, you're like,
child,
how crazy the world is. Like, I don't trust any of these fucking people. Nah. Barbara just had a bad day. Now she's taking out literally all of her anger
out.
She tried to scare the shit out of her kids.
Her boyfriend broke up with her the night before, and she's like, I'm going to take revenge out on these fucking 2-year-olds.
Yeah.
Child care. More like child scare.
Whoa! Who do you think you are?
That was a good one, dude.
Thanks, that was really good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. 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 Cheers.
Allahu Akbar, retards.
Man, we're just really asking for it. We'd have one good episode. Thank you, everybody, for watching last week. And then we're back down to 20 views.
We really locked in on this one, dude. Yeah,
we really caught that algo wave last week, dude.
Now I want to really crush, shake it off. Dude.
Yeah, dude. Get that.
Call me Taylor Swift, dude.
Shake it off like a daycare.
Get that. What do we get? 400 views? Get that fame off.
Get it out of here,
yo,
dude.
This is changing.
I don't
want to
be famous
as a person.
Hey, everybody. It's your friend Nick. It's great to be here. Once again. Am I right?
What's going on, folks? I'm Pedro. It is also great to be here for me. But nice. Have you guys seen these fucking little aliens from Mexico, dude?
Oh yeah, illegal.
I work with one every week on a podcast.
You wonder why I put that shit in cages, dude.
Yeah, for real, dude. It's wild,
dude. We put the kids in cages until they turned into what those aliens look like.
Yeah. True lies. Just shriveled up. No nutrients.
Yeah, that's what happens to them when nobody pays attention to them anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. And to my right.
Hey, what's up?
Do you even say your name?
Yeah, I said I was Pedro.
That's cool.
And gave me that cool children rotting in cages transfer.
I didn't make that trans, dude.
Trans kids in cages. What's up, dude? I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny, where I post pictures of my Twitter account at CJ Talks Funny.
True.
So where should they follow you? Both?
Follow me everywhere, dude. Follow me home. Follow me. I don't have a home, but follow me to my apartment.
Yeah.
But that's a home, dude. Do that. Your apartment's a home. What are you talking? Don't try to downplay it like it's not your home.
Yeah, man.
An apartment is a home.
Yeah.
Home is where you lay your head.
Yeah, dude. I lay my head in the lap of you two boys every week. That's where I feel most at home.
That's true. That's for the Patreon. Lays in our laps.
That is the OnlyFans, actually. It's not the Patreon.
And they compliment me. It's just compliments on that one. He's pretty good, dude.
Compliment. You know? I was like, what is this word?
We stroke his hair and just tell him.
I've never heard the word compliment before.
I think it's a combo.
Sounds gay.
It does sound gay. Complimenting people, not for me.
Yeah, dude.
No?
No.
Not even your lady friend?
We don't compliment each other in any way possible.
What about drag shows?
Drag shows, the worst thing that's happened to society.
What a drag.
Wow.
In my opinion.
I feel the same way about drag shows.
Number two, 9/11. Never forget.
Drag shows then 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish.
Especially when they're reading books to children.
I bet you they were aiming those planes at a drag show and not the Twin Towers.
Talking about scaring kids, dude. Drag.
9/11.
Holy shit. This is crazy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no. Yeah, talk about scaring kids.
Yeah.
Trans people reading stories to
I didn't
children.
Say trans. I said drag.
What's the difference?
Usually a member. I don't know.
What's the third worst thing that ever happened after 9/11?
Third? Okay, so it goes. We have drag shows. Then we have 9/11. And then we have the
Pearl Harbor, dude.
That was our fault.
I think
we were asking for it.
No, we let it happen. Yeah.
I think we can just say we can broaden that to immigrants.
That'd be the third one?
I think probably.
Third worst thing that happened to us was immigrants?
Immigrants.
All right.
What's the best thing that's happened to the United States, dude?
You think so?
Yeah, we're all immigrants.
I thought Freaking idiot.
I thought the Native Americans were doing it pretty good, dude.
They didn't do a good job protecting it.
Ooh, we won.
That's true.
Undefeated.
Well, the crowd's going to be on my side now.
Why is that?
I got the Wokies, dude. I just got the Woke
points. Is that what you're supposed to call Native Americans now? Wokies?
Wokies. It's actually a specific tribe.
Yeah, the Wokie Smokies.
They're from Oklahoma. The Wokie Smokies tribe. Northern Oklahoma.
They got tough skin there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Wokom.
They got tough skin, but they're mad about the Washington Redskins.
Actually, that's contrary to popular belief, dude. Yeah, all the Indians want the Redskins. They enjoy the Redskins.
Oh, they like being called it.
Yeah, for sure.
They look at my skin.
They love it. Like, mine's redder than yours.
Yeah. They also love the Cleveland Indians logo.
Yeah, for sure.
I do, too. Spot on.
I'd be like, yeah, I am a pretty good baseball player if I was drunk all the time, too, dude.
I mean, that's basically it.
Well, what was it? It's like they had the first Native American baseball player, the Cleveland Indians, and they decided to go with that name.
What? Because they had the first Native American.
Yeah.
How do you do?
He did all right.
No, his name was Howdy Do.
How'd that Wokey do?
He did all right, dude. Yeah. He was just drunk half the time.
And gambling on the game.
He was betting on his own. Like,
$5, I'll catch this.
I bet you I can throw my bat all the way out there. You're like, that's, hold on, we're trying to play a game here, Smokey.
Oh, man. Speaking of sports, dude, soccer. Four poor people.
Again, reiterating.
Reiterating. Soccer sucks, dude. I have a nice clip of a nice soccer game this week, dude.
What happened?
Let's watch it.
Let's watch
bring
it.
Bring up the clip. Let's watch these.
CJ, can you bring up the clip, please?
Is this a, you got it,
it's hard to tell, it's hard to say. If
I'll
this
bring
is
up
a,
the clip.
It's hard to say if this is a professional
CJ,
soccer.
CJ, if you
not.
Would, please.
I
the
think
clip.
This looks like international professional soccer to me.
That's what I was thinking. All right. Nice game going.
Oh, yeah, that's professional.
A professional international game
halfway
of shirts
through.
Versus skins.
And fish out of water, baby!
Oh. Damn, dude. They're doing it for the love of the game right now, dude.
The Matunga Nunga tribe lost two kids, dude.
They lost two great players that game.
Oh, dude. He was voted. He was nominated for MVP, too.
Holy shit.
They just fell off the cliff, dude.
I can't believe that.
That's crazy, dude.
Why would you put the field on the edge of a cliff?
I don't know, man.
Nick or treat.
Jesus.
Damn, dude. You got nicked.
Yeah, dude. Soccer sucks. Dude,
why is soccer so terrible?
Everyone died. Dying for this
that's
game.
A lot of poor people. That's 22 poor people right there playing soccer, dude.
That's not poor. That's stupid, dude.
I've never seen a cliff. Never seen a basketball player fall off a cliff, dude.
I've never seen that either. Well, I saw one run into a cliff in a helicopter. Too soon.
Too soon. What is that, like 7 years ago, dude?
It feels like 10.
Yeah, dude. Shit all over his corpse now,
yeah, who
dude.
Who cares, man?
It's definitely been that long.
He's probably still alive. Probably did the Maui fires.
Oh.
Damn. Probably shot a laser.
From the helicopter.
Kobe did the Maui fires? That's where we're at now?
I'm not sure if it's true or not. So I don't want to go on record saying that Kobe Bryant caused those fires. I'm saying it's a good chance. It's like 50-50.
I just glanced.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
I just glanced down back at that video of that lady scaring the kids, dude. That just
it's multiple ladies. It's
I almost
five.
Don't want
five of them got arrested.
I'm like, I don't know.
That's
about
so
that.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Why would you think that's okay in any sense?
That's what's crazy. And they're watching these kids, and who knows how long. And then think about how many different daycares there are. Literally, people like that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Just fucking insensitive. Stupid wrestlers, dude.
Yeah, I don't like that video.
Watching
at
your
all.
Kids.
You're not supposed to like it, CJ. You can watch stuff you don't like. That makes me sad.
Well, no, way to bring
like,
this to a downer.
I'm not sure about depicting it. You know what I mean?
Well, I think if we
on
put
a show,
I think we could put a couple laughs in it, get a laugh track going,
a little laugh track behind
yeah,
it.
I think if you can,
we
cut,
can really salvage that footage.
If you can, if you can do this for me, cut out the screens and put in a laugh track,
don't do this
Full House
me.
Or something.
Yeah,
I think it'd be a good video.
It's a good bit,
and then we can watch it again. Like these kids loved it.
Just try to portray it the way she thinks she's being perceived.
Yeah, I don't even think she does.
By a 2-year-old. That's insane. Dude, it's a fucking child.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah,
she's whatever the opposite of Santa Claus is.
What is his name?
Jeffrey Epstein.
¿Quién crees que eres?
No, there's Jeffrey Epstein, dude.
What's
Jeffrey
the opposite?
Epstein is the opposite of Santa Claus.
I
dude.
Would say so. He
instead
of bringing, he takes
lap,
the kids. He takes gifts. The kids as gifts.
He does give them gifts for in exchange for jerking him off. That was literally his charges.
Yeah, well, good for him. How's he doing?
No, isn't there a bad Santa Claus, though?
Yeah, well, he can afford it.
It starts with a K.
You think Santa Claus was a Jew?
It starts with a K.
K.
I. K.
KKK Santa? Dude, you do not want KKK Santa coming down your chimney.
Which one would you rather have, KKK Santa or Jew Santa?
Ooh.
Well, KKK Santa goes down, Jew Santa goes up the chimney.
King Chris.
Oh! Wait, what?
What?
That went over in my head.
I think so, too. Is he stealing?
Because the Jews were burned in the Holocaust.
Oh.
Allegedly.
If that ever happened. If that ever really happened, dude, who knows?
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar, retards.
Let's keep going, dude. All
right,
so
let's slide right past that.
Creepy.
Or not.
If you show us that daycare video again.
Seriously. It's the same daycare video, but now she has her shirt off.
Oh, wonderful.
No.
Well, maybe. Does she have the mask on or off?
So now we're graduating to Is This Weird at this high school? It's a weird episode. I've just
first of all,
realized.
Let me stop this.
Yes, going. I'm going to say yes.
Let me stop you for a second. I love this game.
So this is this young gentleman's mother interacting with
the
him
football game, right?
At the football game.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. What's
and,
up,
and
son?
And it's a little bit weird cut together, but there it is. That's the transgression that's being.
Play one more time for me.
Here's the transgression that's being analyzed all over the internet.
Good game, daddy.
Okay, can you send me that link?
I'm going to have to do that's some the more mother? Thorough investigating. Yeah, that's
it's
that
kind of weird because she like hops on him like a, you know, she like straddles, like a straddles. Him.
Like a whore.
Like it's like a slut.
Like a biblical whore.
You're like a bimbo whore. Bimbo.
So that's your mom.
Would you do that with your mama?
That doesn't look like my mom.
I would do that with his mom.
And if she did, hell yeah. Son.
Do you imagine trying to live up to that woman's expectations, dude? Like, her son carries her around like that. What are you going to do to that, dude? That
would be insane. I would walk and be like, what is wrong with you?
I'd give her another son.
I'd give her another son.
No, that's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
I'll give you a small one.
You think that's weird?
Yeah, and the kid's insane, dude. I mean, get the fuck off of me.
Well, how do you... That was my question about this whole thing.
He's a mom cuck.
What happens to a person mom's whose mom him. Is that hot? Did you guys
I would
have
never
any
know.
Friends with hot moms?
I had a couple friends with hot stepmoms.
No, but I still jerked off to the images of them in my head. But they weren't hot.
Yeah.
But I jerked off to you.
You catch like an angle.
Timmy, your mom?
You catch like an angle of no bra, and you're like, that's that guy's mom's nipple.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang on to that. Anyways.
That's not really how I thought of it, but.
That's not how I thought about it either.
Yeah. How did you think about it?
I was like, look at the tits and ass, dude. Can you imagine getting fucking gobbled down by that?
Nick was a blackie.
I would
child.
Always just be like, damn, dude, your dad's fucking that.
And yeah, you like the dads.
Yeah, I like the dads. I was like, damn, I just wish that was me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, I just pump up the dad, dude. Be like, damn, your dad got
so
that.
So not that weird then. This is just kind of how a hot
mom
and her son.
It's over. Maybe she was super excited, dude. Why are you judging this mom,
if
dude?
Pedro's mom could jump up on him like that, she would.
I feel like if anything, Pedro's jumping up on his mom like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That yeah.
Roles reversed.
Yeah, I have done that for sure. Yeah. Hi,
mama. This week.
I have definitely done that, though.
Have you?
As a little kid,
oh,
dude?
Oh, of course.
As a 16-year-old football
27,
player.
27, dude?
The last time she cut my fingernails, dude, I jumped on her like that. Yeah.
Thanks, mama.
Yeah, so that's kind of crazy. So creepy, or are you?
Yeah, it's definitely creepy. It's weird as fuck.
Yeah, it is weird on both ends, the kid and the mom.
Yeah, it's
maybe that's just
them.
How attractive people interact, though. Have you thought about that?
Oh, that's true.
The kid's hot.
Yeah, dude, he's a fucking.
You think the child
player.
Is hot?
I think that's a hot ass boy.
If he's a football player, he's borderline wrestler. So, I mean, he's a couple years away.
That's true,
yeah,
though.
And that's
like,
his mom, dude. So,
going back to
at least 75% wrestler.
Yeah.
Going back to like maybe that's how hot people interact.
Yeah.
It's like Tommy B, dude. Tom Brady kisses kid in the mouth.
Yeah, he like
that's
makes
true.
Out with his son.
You know, so maybe there is something to that.
Yeah, they're just more affectionate because they're used to people wanting to give them affection.
Like, goddamn, son, get over here. So fucking cute.
Yeah, dude, let me show you how to kiss.
I can't believe I made you.
That's just weird, dude.
That is
fucking weird.
Wild,
yeah, man.
You guys I'd rather kiss your dad open mouth, dude? What are you talking about?
I don't think I've ever kissed my dad. And when he did kiss me, it was without consent because I know he's kissed me at some point.
When you were sleeping.
Whoa.
On my lips, I'm saying. Like,
yeah, probably
crazy.
When you were sleeping.
And he's like, you can keep a secret.
My
right?
mom's not like that, though, either. So, like, I'm not from, like, a very affectionate, like...
household.
Yeah, like, my dad's mom and a couple of his, like, sisters, I remember being kids, and like, they do, like, the kissing you. And, like, when you're
hold
a kid...
Hold on, I'm
like,
picturing it.
That's weird, dude.
That is weird,
and I know
dude.
In Mexican culture, it's also different. I literally know somebody I work with that kisses his son, and his son's, like, in his 20s.
Yeah.
On the lips?
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I feel like
about.
Italian people make out with their kids.
Italian?
Yeah.
We don't. Let's go!
No, but like in Hispanic culture, it's always the kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. But I've known people that like family members that they kiss each other on the mouth. And I'm like, crazy. What? That's so weird. Jinx, you owe me a cup.
You owe me a kiss on your adult's mouth.
No, dude, that's Jinx, weird. I get to kiss your mom now.
And I think girls get a little bit more of a pass on it than
than dudes.
Yeah, but even like an aunt, like when you're like 6 years old, her trying to kiss you is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that lady has that energy. She's kissing.
Oh, she's kissing
everybody. And she also is every person she sees who she's kissing them on the cheek. Mm. Like she's like,
yeah, it's just one of those.
She's so she needs like it. Some kind of like
affection and shit. Yeah.
She was, and it has she to was, be a little bit sexualized because she
was raped. Because she was touched
as a child. Yeah. For sure.
Yep.
Daddy touch ya.
Yeah, I did.
Creepy or not, daddy's touching that shit.
we're fucking 19 minutes past innuendo at this point, and it's totally
creepy or not, did daddy touch you?
This woman transferring her sexual abuse onto her son on the football field.
Abuse people.
Yeah, imagine behind closed doors, dude. She's probably like, they're probably having movie nights cuddling.
Her behind
I guarantee you.
In the chones,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's highly sexualized.
A skimpy jammy, dude.
Right.
Mm. She's a skimpy jammy kind of mom.
And I respect that.
Oh, dude.
I'm coming around to this lady now. Skimpy pajamas.
Oh, yeah, skimpy peanut butter.
I remember spending the night over at a buddy's house, and he had a hot stepmother.
Ooh.
And she was a skimpy pajama kind of lady.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So she would come downstairs fucking strutting that.
Nick or treat.
And it was definitely a treat,
What's
will say
phone
that.
What's his number?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Let's call him.
And when did she overdose on fentanyl?
We want to figure it out.
She actually divorced his dad and continued living her life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, usually once a step parent, and you become
her OnlyFans handle.
Yeah. I don't. If I had to guess,
Jimmy's mommy.
Jimmy's mom has got it going on, dude.
Skimpy jammies.
Skimpy jammies.
That'd
be
good OnlyFans. Skimpy jammies.
Oof. Something else. Mm. Come downstairs, just with that. You know, she still had the eye boogies in her eyes and stuff. Like, oh, did a yawn. You saw side
boobs
and stuff.
Boogies, dude.
Oh, my God.
I feel
God.
Like this is like we maybe just stumbled onto a future porn genre. I feel like it's going to be
mom
future,
and son. Dude. Yeah, what are you talking about? Son. Yeah, that's
skimpy
new.
Skimpy jammy moms, though.
Skimpy jammy moms.
Skimpy jams?
Mm. Yeah, like she was a skimpy jammy mom.
She was a skimpy jammy mom. Coming down with snakes from my snacks. Damn it.
What the hell?
Dude.
Shit.
You just got biblical with that.
Yeah, I know, whoa, dude, I just went with it. All fucking that garden and shit.
Yeah. Bitch holding rattlesnakes over here telling me to believe in the Lord.
Oh, dude, I'll fucking rattle for her.
Oh, I was
rattling.
She can
rattle this snake, dog.
I got that venom.
I remember we snuck into her room.
Imagine what this does to this child. This kid, dude, has that to be his mom. We're just like, I'll fucking rattle my snake up in her fucking bedroom or whatever.
Oh, he deals with this every day.
Yeah, that he lives with this reality.
It's a weird thing, though, too, because it's like, for being a football player, like, the kind of weird behaviors you can almost get away with, because, like, he is a football player, he's probably popular and all these kind of things like that, like, he has no shame, or he's not getting the kind of shit that he deserves for it.
Yeah,
because people are either intimidated by him or afraid of him or this or that. Like, but it's like,
but you have to earn that.
Yeah,
I guess
you have to actually be good
or psychotic.
Yeah, I guess that's your or psychotic. Yeah, because you think about like I don't know everything traumatized me when I was a kid. Like any little minor thing I had. Like if I imagine that happening at a football game, even just being in the stand, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
and this kid's just like
everybody's
what the
looking
fuck
at
is
your mom, and then she hops up on you all sexual, and then it's
you're
weird
for holding
the,
on to her
like,
too, and you're like,
yeah. Then you're in the stands, and you have a boner. What's
and,
happening?
But and you're also like, I love my mommy.
Yeah, you're like mommy.
You do well, have a little is, bit dude. Of like, I love my mom.
Yeah, because she touched him.
No, because he loves his mother, Pedro.
Oh, sorry.
She could have touched him.
God.
Over, under.
Over.
She absolutely touched him, but he loves her.
Well, she made him come.
I want to make you come if you don't get serious about this fucking.
Say you love me. Say you love me.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I hated that.
I didn't enjoy that
at
all.
That was worse than the daycare. Can you put those
that
sounds
made me
over
feel the same way as the daycare
yeah,
video.
Me too.
Exactly
I know. It
kind of
made me
way.
Feel gross too. I'm so sorry, guys.
You're
viewers at home, I'm deeply sorry. I apologize to all the
I really didn't
American
like
listeners.
That daycare video.
Is that a Howie Mandel shirt?
It is a Howie Mandel shirt. It's actually the tweet he posted where he was prolapsing his anus.
Really?
You haven't seen that yet?
Oh, dude, I don't know why, but if you were wearing a prolapsed anus on your shirt, I'd be like, that's awesome.
Dude, it's a deathcore band.
It'd be cool to hide it.
I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Yeah, it'd be cool to hide it.
It's a deathcore band, dude.
Probably is.
But have you seen that tweet Howie Mandel did?
No.
Yeah, you like...
I'm aware of it, but I haven't seen it.
You don't want to.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
We gotta do what we gotta do.
Look it up!
what happened? What did he do?
I don't know, dude. It was a while ago, so it's not even, like, relevant anymore, but...
He retweeted a picture of a prolapsed anus and made a joke, I think, or something.
Yeah, he was like, hey, look at this. That wasn't much of a joke. I think that's literally what he said.
Oh, God.
Shazammo!
Wow, look how funny this is. You're just like, Jesus Christ, you've gone too far.
Oh, yeah. So did the guy in the picture.
Yeah, dude.
Yep. All right. Your mama never jumped on you like that, dude?
No.
That's why you are how you are?
That might be.
I think you are a little bit more on the side of this family, I'll be honest with you. I think you're the closest one to this than we are.
I think I've seen you kiss a family member on the lips.
That's a
your
lie.
Your wife, you whore.
you sick bastard. You kiss your wife on the lips, you disgusting wrestler. No, dude, what do you mean? I'm not close to that family. I wish I was close to that mom, though.
Yeah, it might be close to cleaning their house.
Or doing the art.
Yeah, dude. Either side of your family might have cleaned this woman's house.
Dude. Oh, yeah. You're like not wrong.
Snuck in.
Are they in Arizona by chance? What's that high school? Say, the Jersey. What high school?
Yeah, what high school is that?
It says
in?
Incest University.
Oh.
Dude, you should bring up the high school and we should look through the yearbook. Bad idea. I think it'd be a fun bit.
You want to play Hot or Not with a 16-year-old's yearbook?
I would love to take your virginity.
Yeah, dude, you're that's a bad disgusting person.
Why would you hit that button, dude?
Because that's what he's doing when he's looking through the yearbook.
That's not even what I said. We could have been doing a million you games said that, with that. Dude. So we could look through them, just out of curiosity. That's what kids are looking like nowadays.
See who's got a future or not.
Yeah. What's a proper
how sexy
grader
are these kids these days?
And today,
what are these kids up to?
And today on Who Do You Think You Are segment, how sexy are these kids today?
Are the kids getting too sexy?
You guys are gross, dude. That's what
hilarious
the hell?
We're not gross. The kids are gross, dude. Dressing like fucking sluts.
That's true, dude.
Kids are sluts, dude.
Kids are sluts.
Kids are sluts.
Yeah, it's all the porn out there, dude.
Literally,
it's,
Disney it's, Channel is, does dude turn them into like little loudmouth bastard, attention-seeking cunts.
Yeah,
and that's
cum dumps,
which is like the pre-evolved version of
that lady
MTV slut.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, what
they
was it?
That.
Britney Spears.
They all
was,
become that.
Yeah, Britney Spears was like 16 when she did the "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time."
Anna, or Miley slut. Cyrus.
Slut.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Slut. Slut. Little slut. Kid slut.
Demi Lovato.
Is a man
non-binary
now
whore.
Who else? Damn, dude.
Who
else? The NBW.
Who else we got, dude? Who else we got?
Who, Elliot Page.
Was that Disney?
Fuck boy.
Fuck boy, Elliot
fuck
Page.
Boy, Elliot Page. Yeah. Straight out of Disney.
Straight out of Disney.
Elliot Page is such a fuck boy now, dude.
Wow, straight fuck
can't
boy.
Can't even handle
straight
him
out of Disney. Him. Mickey touched me when I was 14.
He's got like an iron board for a chest, dude. It's crazy.
He's got abs, though, dude.
Crazy sexy.
Homie's
dude
got abs. Yeah.
Homie does have abs and a vagina.
That dude's vagina has abs, dude.
That dude's vagina is ripped.
That dude's
it
vagina
wants to be a penis so bad.
That dude's vagina is swole, dude.
That's a ripped ass vagina, dude.
Oh, shit.
Who else, dude? Who else? Dude? Christina Aguilera. More. She kind of got out of it, though. I feel like,
yeah,
she had her whore years and her slut years.
Yeah.
Coming out of Disney,
got so hot, dude.
But then I feel like she faded out after
the amount of times I've masturbated to
Christina Aguilera.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The amount of times I've masturbated to Lady Marmalade.
Ooh,
yeah.
You have no idea.
Genie in a bottle for me,
that,
dude.
And that Dirty music video, Dirty.
Oh,
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Britney Spears?
I like that video, N-word in a bottle. That was a good one.
That was a good one, dude. Rubbing one out.
Christina Faguilera.
Humming N-word in a bottle, baby.
Justin Timberlake kind of survived out of all that. Do you know, speaking of like weird child stars and shit, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, after this thing with Danny Masterson, they stepped down as like the leaders of whatever charity and shit that they were in. Like
the advocates of, yeah, the anti-trafficking.
Yeah.
Because they're trafficking.
Now they're pro-trafficking.
Yeah, they're pro-trafficking.
Now they're pro-trafficking. This is what you did, woke people. Idiots. Stop it.
They're like looking through paperwork. You know, this isn't half bad.
You
Mila.
Defended your friend from rape allegations?
Yeah.
You're a bad person.
Even after they saved hundreds and hundreds of kids.
It's like you don't know anything about these people, and you're just judging them because they're people who entertained you for you, since you were children.
Right.
And now you're all, you're a bad person.
Bad shame
for defending
you.
Your friend, dude.
Well, their friend was a rapist, but
so's Pedro, dude.
He's not a rapist.
I am not a rapist, dude. I am like the furthest from ever raping somebody.
Look at his straight face.
I rape myself sometimes. That's about it, dude. But I give myself consent, so technically it's not rape.
That sounds gay as hell, dude. That's real gay what you're talking about right now.
I'm just speaking truths, dude. You guys are upset with it.
It sounds like what a rapist would say to me.
You sound like a rapist apologist.
Yeah, last week you were talking about love rape or...
Not all rape is violent.
Non-aggressive rape.
Look, dude, I'm just trying to reach out to them, our demo that has rape kinks, okay? I'm trying to connect with them.
That's real cool. I'd love to connect with those guys.
Yeah.
Or girls.
Daycare workers.
There's not even a button for that, dude. Don't even try.
There's no button for that evil, for that level of evil.
What we can do is we can take the kids' screens and put them on their necks.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Sample the child's lifetime of trauma.
Dude, that's insane. That's so crazy.
Who do you think you are? We can tell you where it was formed. Right here on this button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
How's that hitting, homie?
Not very good.
No?
You're not one of those silly men that's dressed like a woman, are you?
Dude, we gotta dress up again soon. We haven't done a cross-dressing episode in a while.
Dude, I'm dying to cross-dress.
I'm dying to CD, dude. I'm dying.
Are your kids in school yet? Oh, unrelated. Never mind, dude.
The hell are you talking about,
we should
dude?
Cross-dress and
we
read
kids' stories.
We should cross-dress
and read children's stories to your children, dude.
That'd be so... Oh, have them on the podcast, yeah.
We have the perfect podcast for it.
That's a good idea. That is a good idea.
Don't look at me like that, Pedro.
Yeah.
So disappointed.
You apologist.
Yeah, dude.
You are a dude.
You right-wing extremist, dude. We've already started to learn. He's doing something. He's shifting left. He's shifting right. He doesn't know which way he's shifting.
Nope. He just know what he likes.
Yeah. But we can tell which way he's shifting in those tiny little shorts.
D-S-O.
All right, dude. It's not cool. Not funny. Do not even put that on me, dude. Not even if you're kidding, dude. Don't even say that.
Okay. Why are you getting so
calm
mad?
Down, dude. Don't even fucking say that. Seriously, it's not even funny, okay. Nick.
I'm sorry.
Calm down, dude.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, get the fuck out of here. It's not funny, man. Putting that shit on me like that.
Oh, dude.
He's not an anti-Semite, dude.
Yeah.
Do they like that?
Oh, come on, hey. Nick, dude, chill out, bro.
Seriously,
don't
dude.
Don't be fucking putting that shit on me, dude. Whoa. Like, I'm attacking the Jews.
Why are you attacking us,
I
dude?
Love the Jews, dude.
Said no one ever. Do you believe him? Comment below.
Comment below. Leave a comment. Hello,
Akbar, retards.
Oh, man. This episode's hot.
It is
not safe for work.
Is it? I feel like it's kind of tamed down from last week's episode, dude.
You think so? Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like last week's episode, we went hard. Hard ER. No? I'm okay. Thank you.
Hard R is what they used to call Russell Brand back in the day, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Before the allegations?
Yeah, well.
During the allegations.
Yeah. During the carrying,
you ever get
out
that hard R? Hard R is what Russell Brand calls his penis, dude.
Nice, count it.
I love the no laughs and the head nods. That's great. That's what I want, dude.
That's you know it's genuine.
I felt good about that one.
All right,
I liked it. We got jokes on the board. On Russell Brand's rape allegation.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good about that.
We got another rapist in Hollywood.
Whoa.
Fish out of water.
Hold on. Russell Brand, former
like recovering drug addict,
sex addict,
alcohol addict, sex addict, Russell Brand had some questionable sexual experiences like 30 years
no,
ago.
Holy dude, shit, dude. No way.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I listened to him.
Yeah, the guy that played like a sexually questionable person in every movie that everybody quotes.
Yeah.
In culture.
He's out. What movies again? Has he been in, honestly?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Great movie. I feel like that was the big one. Get him to the Greek.
Get him to the Greek.
Is that it?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that not enough?
No, it's two movies, dude. And he's
well, two movies playing the same character.
A rapist.
Basically. Let's do it again.
Yeah, so homie's had a history with troubles and addiction.
Yeah, and he's come out and he's like,
he's been open about it, too.
Yeah, he's, like, begging forgiveness from the women who feel that he assaulted them. You know, and one of them already came out and was like, I will never forgive you, Russell Brand.
Damn. That's what Katy Perry said?
Yeah, but to his credit, he's not taking no for an answer.
He's still doing so.
That was a good one.
That was good. I'll give you a head nod.
Appreciate it. It actually does feel good to get the head nods.
Yeah.
In lieu of laughter, like a good head nod.
Yeah, with complete silence and just head nod.
Yeah, just approval. Silent approval is
a
pretty
good. Head nod and open mouth.
Silent approval is what the victims of fucking Russell Brand said, dude.
Silent approval is going to be the name of my first special.
Child?
I'm going to get no laughs. That was kind of the first bomb of the
special.
Here we go.
He's starting wrestling over here, dude.
Now we're in silence.
He's starting to wrestle. Uh-oh.
No more nod. It's for.
But what's going on with the story?
That's the story.
That's the story. He actually didn't apologize. He came out and said, "I've been pretty open about
how I raped these women.
About raping these women. So I don't know what your problem is. I don't know why you're all of a sudden down my ass."
Yeah, and his weird fucking voice he has.
Yeah. He's all, "You're just trying to distract from the fucking conspiracy."
Yeah.
That's how
he is a big conspiracy theorist now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
doesn't even believe the women that he raped.
He's like, they're literally the government.
Yeah.
PSYOPs, they work for the government.
Can you rape the government? I think that's the question.
I think that's out
this time on like Rusty Rockets episode 469.
I think that's the goal, dude. Is to rape the government.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
Hallelujah. So you're saying what Russell Brand did was a good thing?
I wouldn't say necessarily it was a good thing.
Was he wrong? It's hard to say.
Yeah, I think I'd have to be there.
How hot were these
getting
women?
Raped by Russell Brand?
The ones who still identify
as women. Yeah, dude, were they
women?
Asking for it? Like, what's going on with these ladies?
I don't know. I
what
feel
were
like,
they wearing?
I feel like this is only the first three, though. This feels like the beginning
it's
of
a long
Epstein's
list.
List, you know,
or
what
like
I mean?
A Weinstein type of deal.
Yeah.
Schindler's List.
this feels like the beginning of Schindler's List.
Yeah.
So we gotta, I feel like.
I've never seen Schindler's List.
We gotta let it play
Me
out.
Me either,
and
dude.
See what happens.
Boring.
What's going on with that?
I've never celebrated Schindler's List.
No, me either. What? I haven't. Huh? You don't believe me?
Yeah, dude.
I don't cheer every time I see Schindler's List.
I read the whole list.
For some reason, no one has joined us on this episode, and I feel like there's something afoot.
No, dude, I think that's kind of common.
There's something going on with the algorithm. It's getting all googly.
It's getting googly.
Ooh, the googies got it.
The googies are coming. The googies are coming.
Oh, don't say it again.
Krampus, dude. Krampus. That's the bad Santa.
He's here.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
He just came through Pedro, dude.
Damn.
Oh, dude.
Krampus!
What happened?
His nose just like...
Not Pinocchio, dude. Chill out.
I know you're Jewish.
King
I don't know which
oh,
one.
Oh, Pinocchio, the ultimate Jew. Yeah.
This does go back to
Israel.
Is Santa Claus Jewish? Is Jeffrey Epstein bad Santa Claus? That's like... We're starting to create a web.
Was Jeffrey Epstein Jewish?
No, he was just good with money. It was weird.
True.
No, he was just weirdly good with money.
He's a mathematician, dude.
Remember that guy, Jeffrey Epstein? Weirdly good with money?
Yeah.
I think most people would describe him that way, first and foremost.
Yeah, weirdly good with money.
Yeah, other people's money specifically.
He fondled money strangely.
He touched that money, dude. Yeah, he was a lot. He was touching money.
He was moving that money around.
He was moving that money around. I think he took money to his island.
I think he had an offshore account for money.
Yeah, dude. Definitely.
Is money a new lexicon term?
I feel like that gets too confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Money's money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I don't actually.
No matter how fresh it was printed.
That's last year's money, dude.
Moving on.
Onward. Russell Brand.
Onward and upward. Russell Brand.
Onward and upward.
Shame on you.
Shame on you, Russell.
Bad.
I'm saying let the situation simmer. Just give it a simmer.
Let it play out.
We can forget
other
Sarah Marshall.
Facts will come out.
We're not forgetting Russell Brand.
Yeah, dude. We can forget Sarah Marshall, but these other three bitches might have a point.
These bitches were on to something.
Yeah, dude.
That was good.
Yeah. For the radio listeners at home, we're shaking our heads in approval now as part of a...
That's how we laugh now.
It's a physical game.
Dude, I want to go see Robert Kelly.
You got to watch on YouTube. You got to like, you got to subscribe, people.
Yeah, you got
to. When you're watching this, you got to hit the like, hit subscribe, share it with your friends. You have to do all that stuff.
Drop a little comment, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Drop a little comment, dude.
Drop a little calm in there.
There's a little calm in there, dude. Put that calm down there, dude.
I don't know what this immigrant is saying.
Calm in there, dog.
Whoa, dude.
Huh?
You got to chill out, dude. You're going to get punched in the face, dude, if you keep talking like that.
By who, dude?
The kid.
By this immigrant, dude.
The 30-year-old with the kid haircut.
Whatever, dude. You're just jealous I have it.
You wish you could cut your hair nice for kids, dude.
You wish.
There's nothing more you wish to do, dude. He's like, bald. God damn it, I wish I had hair for these kids.
I want a kid haircut. I want to sit in the airplane.
You bald fiddler.
Oh, man. That's his next album, Jew? Actually. It's his next EP. It's the Bald Fiddler.
That's the Diddler on the Roof.
The Diddler on the Roof. That's not even original.
I know. But I found my way to it. When the stars align, sometimes you just grab.
You have to diddle them.
Yeah,
you have to grab from the annals of history.
You really do. You got to grab from the stars.
Yeah.
The stars grab down, so.
The Disney stars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They grab down.
Russell Brand wasn't a Disney star. No, no.
Shame on you, Russell.
He was on
Brand.
Smack. Bad.
Bad boy, Russell.
I feel like he has
now
some
everything
Disney
he's ever said. Discredited.
Yeah, yeah. Discredited.
True.
Sure.
It's probably automatically true until proven a joke.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I didn't do before this podcast? Pee, dude. And I have to pee so bad right now.
Whoa.
Open your mouth, CJ. Are you guys into that? Are you into pee kink?
No.
No? Golden showers?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Possibly.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So not good. So
Why don't you like it?
Yeah, why don't you?
Because
like
it's gross. Because that's pee, dog. It's pee, dude.
Sterile filtered water from your body.
Have you never peed before? What's gross about pee?
Yeah,
it's waste.
Ooh, you get pee, pee, poo, poo. Oh. Ew.
It's biological hazard.
What are you, a kindergartner?
No,
dude?
It's not. It's sterile, dude.
Yeah.
You piss on kindergartners?
Sterile as hell. I'm just saying, kids are like, oh, poo, poo, pee, pee, poo, pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, they do it everywhere.
Clip it. Send it to the FBI.
It's hot, dude.
Kids do it everywhere.
Yeah, kids do it everywhere. So if it happens,
kids
to fall
aren't
in
civilized.
A tree,
kids are the worst people.
That's
they're our
true,
future.
Dude. Yeah, that's,
just
really,
they
that's
don't
why
have
you
one,
have to civilize them.
Talk down to them, CJ.
That's why your jobs are so important.
That's actually
that's
the only
I'm
way
so
you can
happy
talk
that
to
you're
children.
Here, just getting getting inebriated, saying the F word.
We haven't said it. We haven't said it this whole episode.
We haven't said it. No, I think he said
I said it once.
Ah, well, you're gay.
That's still not bad.
¿Quién crees que eres?
We didn't all say it. That's good.
That's true. It's usually 3 for 3 out of the ballpark, but not today.
Good on us.
I'm refraining. Yeah, I'm refraining, dude.
Me too. I'm holding back, dude.
I feel like a judge would be sentencing you and be like, you're molesting the future.
To me?
Whoa, those are strong. Those are strong allegations.
From what, the stories I told you off camera, if CJ?
The things I told you not to bring on the podcast,
oh,
CJ?
Cool. That's what we're doing now?
My bad. Sorry, I just tried to make a lighthearted joke there about kids being the future. And if you're molesting kids, then you're molesting the future. You see the construction?
Let's it's pretty
see
good.
The I think last week you said boner and child in the same sentence. Yeah. So let's step away from that one a little bit.
Let's stop conceptualizing children.
Do
this.
The opposite of what Russell Brand did and refrain, dude. All right? Just pull it back.
Did he not pull back?
No, he raped those ladies. And that's bad, Russell Brand.
But not violently.
Oh, it was a love rape.
It was non-aggressive.
It was non-aggressive rape.
Love rape.
Like last week, you're like, he got 30 years for rape.
We couldn't believe it.
There's like, there's some like, did he do it violently? And you're like, the guy that got 30 years.
But yeah, dude, that for the next 30 years is in prison,
getting violently raped. Should rape be the title of this episode? I mean, we said it 50 times.
We're coming into our rape vibe.
Yeah.
Coming into our rape zone, dude.
What are we, 35 minutes in? Rape zone.
Rape zone.
Rape zone.
This is our rape 45, dude.
Boys, we're at 45 minutes. It's time for the rape zone.
Let's talk about rape.
Let's talk about rape, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Oh, let's talk about forcing me penis in your mouth.
I'm out of here. This is my last episode.
I'm done with this.
I can't even be a Walmart checker at this point.
Whoa, you said what? On where?
Nick or treat.
Man, I can't believe you guys just
the rampant zone. That's another one, dude. It's another classic. Yeah, dude, classic. R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett, dude. Rape zone.
Oh, Tom Cruise out of there, man.
Breaking my way out of this.
We got to give the other side its due, you know.
I like where this is going.
Did you guys see Fetterman just like on fire lately?
No.
Isn't that the senator? What is he?
The guy who had the stroke. The big ogre that had the stroke.
Yeah. He looks like Igor from Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, except for like giant. He's like Hodor and Igor combined.
True.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You've never seen Young Frankenstein yet?
Long time ago.
Solid flick. Still holds up.
He had a stroke and he was the one who came out. And he's like,
dude. Overrated.
He came out.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's the guy who like opened up the debate going, Atlanta, Georgia, good night.
It's like a 2 second fucking speech.
Like, why is this guy here?
I'm going to piss my pants. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Well, we were just bringing up a video, but that's good time to divert.
Dude, go ahead, and then we'll bring it back up when I come back. Quit being gay about it.
Why are you so angry lately?
I'm angry. So aggressive, dude.
He really has been very aggressive lately. I bet you if we listen to him pee, it's going to be aggressive.
P-E-E.
Yeah, you should have done
also,
that.
We're not live anymore.
Well, surprise, surprise.
We're on the back 45. This is the Patreon version of the podcast that nobody got to see, even though nobody got to see the first half because nobody's watching.
That's all right, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad people weren't watching, honestly, in this episode because I said a lot of bad things, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, it's been wild so far, and we got a little time.
Yeah, we can say worse things that we find humorous.
Yeah, we've got a couple of things to wrap up on.
Speaking of wrapped up, Pedro's penis.
Yeah, dude's got to unwrap that thing like a present every time he takes a piss.
Yeah,
dude.
That sucks. So much time in between.
Maybe that's why he likes piss so much.
Ooh.
Because he's like, he gets the same sensation as like Christmas.
I could see that.
Every time he sees his pee-pee head.
Ooh.
And for me, I'm just like, it's all pee-pee head all the time.
Yeah, so every time he's like, oh, what's this? That's new.
Yeah.
This is like fun.
Another gift? Oh, it's my pee-pee head. Dude.
Oh, there it is again. It's all purple and
Merry
red.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, every time.
Every time.
That's pretty cool.
Having
a weird colored penis head. Inside of a bunch of extra skin that
wrapped up.
All your friends don't have.
It's like a decomposed Barney.
Yeah, dude, that is very strange.
How was it?
It was
Are you feel better now?
I do feel a lot better.
Because you were really getting pretty dicky.
I know. I want to apologize for that. I want to say I'm sorry. It was just my bladder just...
Makes you a bitch.
Yeah. Sometimes when my bladder's full, dude, I turn into a solid bitch.
This is how, like, road rage happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He felt confined.
Mm.
And so his personal bubble got bigger.
What's up? Did we watch the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
There was a camera in the bathroom.
Do you feel like, does it kind of remind you of Christmas every time you get to see your pee-pee head?
No.
You're like, I get to unwrap it every time, and this, like, little purple ornament is hanging out.
Yeah, there's no head nod for that one, dude. No.
I think it would be cooler than just having all pee-pee head all the time, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, so you're pro uncircumcised.
It seems cooler. It seems more like Christmas to me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying... Having a non-circumcised penis.
Did you wear turtlenecks as a kid?
Seems like having a turtleneck or a Christmas or. there's better associations having a wrapped up little ding dong.
Tamales, you unwrap tamales too.
Yep, and Christmas there's always time. Something good on the inside.
Overrated.
A nice little.
Depending on who makes them.
There's always a nice little hunk of meat in there, dude.
Why you hating, dude?
I'm not hating, dude.
Why you hating, dude?
There's like, tamales are the best thing ever. It's like, yeah, they're good. But it's like, all right.
I didn't say best thing ever, dude.
It's the best thing that his people make.
Yeah, that's true.
That's definitely not true.
Well, cocaine's getting pretty watered down.
Well, those are the Colombians, first of all.
Fenny Kane is pretty.
Whatever, dude. You use your baby's bottle cleaners to fucking scrape out your pipe. I saw him in there, dude. What's going
that's
on?
True.
What's... Why do you do that, dude?
We got a lot. What are you talking about?
The THC helps with the teething.
Yeah. We definitely use the same brushes.
Whatever.
Enter the clip. Enter Fetterman.
Enter Fetterman.
Enter Fetterman.
That's what tells us in here.
Recently recovered from a life-threatening stroke.
Fourth stroke.
From a brain aneurysm.
Talking about this news that Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment said he's going to...
Oh, my God, really? Oh, my gosh. You know, oh, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please, don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. He's recovered to a third grade... to a third grade level.
Whoa.
Isn't that kind of weird? But for a guy who...
He's a good actor, dude.
Who couldn't throw a whole sentence together. That's and crazy. Now he's like, ooh, you're a fucking stupid idiot lady. Yeah. And then he just trounces off.
What was she asking him?
Like, whoa, that's crazy. Because they're launching an impeachment inquiry against our boy, against Joey B himself.
Again?
We're trying to get him out of office?
Leave the poor man alone.
Yeah, dude. He's so old. It's really elder abuse.
He's not doing
point.
Anything. Yeah. It's not his fault. Yeah. Blame somebody else in office.
Criticizing the president is elder abuse.
Kamala. Kamala, you stupid bitch. What, you don't agree with that?
Yeah, I like her. She's fun.
She's quirky.
She's a fun VP.
Some people would call her quirky.
Yeah, dude.
Nick or treat.
Other people would call her.
People call her a lot of things. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Dude, but he's getting...
Oh, you don't like our bashing Kamala Harris segment?
Oh, this is going to look too personal for you?
Nobody knows who she is, dude. They're like, who's that? Oh, that fucking wrestler, dude.
Oh.
You could almost play it off as if that's what you were going to say.
That wrestling fan?
That wrestler?
Meanwhile, John Fetterman is just recovering from his stroke and then dunking on people, dude.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
He's going hard.
Here he is responding to this video post by Ron DeSantis on the former Twitter fucking thing.
Just eliminated his dress code because you got
I'll
this
start
guy.
It over because I forgot he's actually whining about something weird.
Did you guys hear the U.S. Senate just eliminated its dress code because you got this guy from Pennsylvania... who's got a lot of problems. I mean, let's just be honest. Like, how he got elected. Well, I mean, he got elected because they didn't want the alternative. But he wears, like, sweatshirts and hoodies and shorts.
Whoa.
And that's his thing. So he would campaign in that, which is your prerogative, right? I mean, if that's what you want to do. But to show up in the United States Senate with that and not have the decency to put on proper attire, I think it's disrespectful.
This guy sounds like a square, dude.
And I think the fact that
fucking
the
nerd,
the rules
dude.
To accommodate that, I think looks
it's wearing hoodies.
Poorly to how they consider that. Look, We need this country. We need to
he
be.
He was wearing a Quicksilver T-shirt the other day.
Not dumbing down our standards in this country. And this is an example why.
Whatever, dude. Comfort over functionality.
And this is an example why. He's got like a seventh grade like presentation version of speaking.
Yeah.
He's just like, he wears like gym shorts to Congress.
Maybe he just came from the gym, dude. Good for him. Why are you fucking playing that down?
Yeah, we're like, you look like a fucking dweeb. Yeah. So shut up, dude.
It's like this old mentality that was like, if you can put on a suit, you're a man. And everything else about your personality or like, it just goes through the window.
His point is there because that is politics. It's like you're supposed to be this upstanding citizen, always trying to better. And if homie's just like, I'm with him, honestly. I just completely flip
and
around.
Fetterman,
on you guys.
If you're just listening, Fetterman responded to that video with, I dress like he campaigns.
Ooh
trash.
Zinged his ass, dude.
Damn, dude.
Really winged him, dude, on that one.
Is that how he responded for real?
Yeah, that's what he said right there. I dress like he campaigns.
And he did the capital lower cap.
Damn, dude.
Capital
it's like you really
letter.
Do dress like this guy.
Man,
you're like, that's true. You guys both suck ass.
And he's like, I don't know how. I do know how we got elected by the people. But
yeah, you're just like, what are you doing, dude? Yeah. Why are you standing in front of a fire truck, dude?
Yeah, you're not a firefighter.
Why are you talking about this in front of a fire truck?
It was a charity case.
What
actually.
Are you doing?
It was a charity event. Charity event,
and
dude.
Did you know that they're letting people dress in gym shorts and Congress? And you're
and
just
hoodies?
Like, what
sorry,
are you
this
doing
isn't
here?
The country club you belong to. Fucking.
Yeah. Why are you here? It's so crazy,
yeah,
dude.
That's...
What are you doing? That guy, like.
Maybe we can get DeSantis on the phone.
Jokes, bring up jokes. DeSantis. Where is this?
Where's DeSantis?
I gotta talk to this idiot.
Oh, the line
it's
went
just
down.
Crazy because
my phone probably died.
Yeah,
because he, you're a real disappointment to the whole. Nick was like, "Yeah, that's how I felt." What he was saying.
Whatever. Nick's camera's probably not even recording anymore.
It might not. It might almost be
75%.
No, I was looking at what's happening to our time.
Are we in a time warp? Do we think we've done longer than we have?
Well, it says 3 minutes.
We didn't just start 3 minutes ago, right?
Did we start 3 minutes ago?
Am I on acid?
Dude, this is a time warp, dude. We've reached a time warp.
Something's happened where there's no confidence.
This episode might
not
exist.
It might not. I don't know. Yeah, that's very
bizarre.
If
I'm sleeping, I want to wake up right now.
Can I bite you?
All right. Well, it's still going. what do we do here?
I don't know. That's a great question. I have no idea what's happening.
There's no confidence.
We're 3 minutes in?
There's no way to proceed with confidence about
what
this.
What does this mean?
That's, I don't know.
Maybe it's a roadcaster's way of telling us, like, hey, you guys, you know what? You need to start over.
It sounds like we have 19 hours more, right?
That's why it's weird.
Gotta love technical issues in the studio, live on camera.
Should we do a wrap, or should we just, like, halt this in the midst of chaos, or what do we do?
I feel like we should keep going, boys. Persevere.
I feel like we should halt in the chaos.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. 2-1. If this is a democracy, you guys win.
Great episode, you guys.
That is weird, though.
Yeah, Fetterman rules. DeSantis is a fucking dork.
I know. I kind of like the guy.
Russell Brand's DeSantis. A rapist.
Russell Brand's a rapist, dude.
And so is Pedro, apparently.
Whoa,
dude.
Wasn't there a big section
what's
on that?
What's up these all allegations? That's definitely not true, dude. I'm the furthest away from rapist in this room, for sure.
And if anybody's seen a missing F-35 fighter jet,
hit me up.
Hit me in the DMs. I lost mine. I forgot mine somewhere. I can't remember. Can't find it.
We're halting, dude. We're halting because of this little fucking hiccup we got.
Amor.
I wanted to keep going, man.
Allahu Akbar.
I had so much things to say.